to another episode of Everyday Black History. Today on Everyday Black History, we're giving you two episodes. We wanted to highlight an institution and we wanted to highlight a person today for their importance to Black history and Black culture. And today, we're going to be highlighting a man from the motherland by the name of Kwabena Boyin. And he is a professor of bioengineering and electrical engineering at Stanford University. And just to give a little background information on him, he was born September 22nd, 1964, in Accra, Ghana. He attended schools both in the Cape Coast of Ghana, as well as in his home country at Accra, Ghana. While he was in school, just to show his early affinity for inventing things, he invented a corn planting machine that won the National Science Competition. And when he graduated from high school, he graduated as a valedictorian of his class in 1981. He received his Bachelor of Science and Master's of Science in Electrical Engineering in the late 80s, 1989, from Johns Hopkins University. And he received his PhD in Computation and Neural Systems in 1997 from the California Institute of Technology, where he studied under Carver Mead, who himself is a genius and pioneer in microelectronics. Now, for his PhD thesis, Kwabena Boyin designed and fabricated a silicone chip that emulated the functioning of the retina. So right then and there, he showed how smart he was and how ahead of his time he was, that he was able to do this for his PhD thesis. Now, after completing his PhD, he joined the faculty of the University of Pennsylvania. And then after that, in 2005, he moved to Stanford University, where he is currently the director of the Brains in Silicon Lab. Now, Kwabena Boyin is widely regarded as one of the pioneers of neuromorphic engineering. And neuromorphic engineering is a field that was founded by Carver Mead in the 1980s, one of his mentors. And in contrast to the field of artificial intelligence, which merely takes inspiration from the brain, neuromorphic engineers seek to develop a new computing paradigm based on the brain's organizing principles. And there's a lot that goes into this science, a lot of complicated things that go into these science that neuromorphic engineers study and research. But Kwabena Boyin has made a lot of breakthroughs in this area of expertise. And he often speaks of the promise of efficient computing as an inspiration for his work. When he said, a typical room-sized supercomputer weighs approximately 1,000 times more, occupies 10,000 times more space, and consumes a million-fold more power than does the cantaloupe-sized lump of neural tissue that makes up the brain. Now think about that. The science, the breakthroughs that he's making, saves more power and space. Now, with contributions in circuit design, chip architecture, and neuroscience, Boyin has brought together ideas from many disciplines to build novel computer chips that emulate the brain. And he's widely renowned for his engineering accomplishments. He was named an IEEE Fellow in 2016. Specific contributions throughout his career include the development of the current mode threshold CMOS circuit design paradigm, the address event approach to communicating spikes between neuromorphic chips, and the scalable design of multi-chip systems. The chips that he designed are mixed mode, and they employ analog circuits for computation and digital circuits for communication. Now, his work is complicated and is very, it's a breakthrough in the field, in that field of science. And his work has demonstrated that neuromorphic computer chips are capable of reproducing many types of brain phenomena across a large range of scales. Examples include ion channel dynamics, excitable memory behavior, the orientation tuning of neurons and visual cortex, and neural synchrony. And utilizing these breakthroughs, the lab that he's runs in Stanford built the first neuromorphic system with 1 million spiking neurons and billions of synapses emulating the brain. This system, the neural grid, emulates networks of cortical neurons in real time while consuming only a few watts of power. In contrast, simulating 1 million interconnected cortical neurons in real time using traditional supercomputers, like the ones you find in Washington, requires as much power as several thousand households. So we can see, I know a lot of this is complicated and may go over your head, not understanding, you know, the science behind it, but just the idea that he was able to create something that saves space and power, and that's this groundbreaking, shows just how, you know, we as Black people, because I know he's, you know, influenced a lot of, you know, many young minds who look up to him. It just shows how many different, you know, topics and range of discussions that we touch, whether it's science, whether it's an invention, whatever it is. He's an example that shows that we are capable of, you know, doing anything as a people if we just put our minds to it. Now, that concludes this episode of Everyday Black History. Kwabena Boheen, we thank you for your contribution to Black History, and we salute you for it. Do yourself a favor and, you know, look up his research, because, you know, he's only in his 50s. He's still got a lot more to accomplish in this field, so we'll definitely probably be doing another episode on him, highlighting many more breakthroughs that he's made in this field of science. So please stay tuned for, you know, many works that he'll be doing, as well as stay tuned for the next episode of Everyday Black History, because we'll be coming at you, you know, regularly, highlighting people and institutions that deserve to be highlighted for their accomplishments and for their contributions to Black history. So please stay tuned, and we'll be coming at you again tomorrow with more Everyday Black History. All right.